Petersburg officials asked NIMTS to remove a problem sea lion from the harbor following several incidents this spring and summer. Harbor Master Glorianne Wolin says the animal has acted aggressively around people cleaning fish.
We just wanted the NIMTS to realize that we have an overly aggressive animal in our harbor, and we feel like we've done everything that we can within the law to try and combat the issue. And so we're turning it back to them so that they realize we feel that the NIMTS has a responsibility to protect human life now. And
the borough just passed a local ordinance which no longer allows people to discard their fish scraps in the inner harbor waters, and gutting and filleting fish are now only allowed at designated cleaning stations. Federal authorities want to wait and see if those steps and other possible measures will help. NIMTS Fishery Management Officer Robert Meekum writes, before that agency can authorize, condone, or undertake any action to remove an aggressive sea lion that has become accustomed to human sources of food, they would need to see that all reasonable efforts have been taken to eliminate food sources for a sustained period of time. He adds, quote, it is likely that eliminating attractants entirely will result in the animal moving on, which would solve the problem. Sadie Wright is a biologist with the NIMTS Protected Resources Division in Juneau. She says the issue has occurred in harbors throughout Alaska, including those in Sitka, Seward, Kodiak, and Gustavus, but says it can be solved.
If there's no food for the sea lion in the harbor and there's no good place for them to rest and earn an easy meal, then they'll leave. They'll go to a more natural setting and go find food on their own. It might take some time, and Petersburg, I think, is taking some good steps in the right direction to remove the attractant and make the harbor less comfortable for sea lions to be in.
The August 8th letter from Meekum suggests fencing off a state-owned seaplane float and cleaning off the sea lion scent from that float. It's a convenient and popular haul-out for the animals, and it's not far from the fish cleaning station in South Harbor. The agency's Wright warns harbor users to be careful with their catch.
Well, it sounds like there's an incident recently where people laid out halibut on the dock so that they could be measured for sampling, and a sea lion jumped up and grabbed one of the halibut. So they are smart, and they'll find the quick meal, the easy meal. So I think something to keep in mind is to get your fish from your boat up to a terrestrial setting, up to land, as quickly as possible so that you're not risking attracting these sea lions to your boat or to the dock.
Sea lions are protected under federal law and listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The eastern portion of their population, including those in southeast, have been proposed for delisting because of growing numbers. Harbor Master Wolin is frustrated with the NIMTS response and urges people to use common sense in the harbors.
And if there are any incidences, please don't let me hear about it the next day or, through third party. Contact us immediately so we can get enforcement involved. And we have numbers for people to call and to, kind of complain or to give their situation firsthand.
Attacks on harbor users have happened before, including one incident here in Petersburg in 2007 when a sea lion bit a fishing boat crew member unloading a halibut. Mayor Mark Jensen responded to the NIMTS letter Friday, calling it unfortunate that the agency is unwilling to take an active role and remove the threatening animal. Jensen writes that the Petersburg Borough believes the federal agency will be liable for property damage or injury, and wants local residents and visitors to take their concerns to NIMTS officials. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.